and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and how are y'all? Happy White History Month. I believe this is the last day of White History Month. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around or whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen to it as it is happening while you're doing whatever it is you are doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is the last day of White History Month. It is Friday, relax day, get it off your chest day. Whatever is on your mind, express your Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Tonight's education report, Tuskegee University is rolling out a new dress code for students. Bedroom shoes, bonnets, and do-rags are not allowed in class or in the cafeteria.
I'm torn about it. I don't need my students dressed up to go to school. I'm torn.
Stop being such a wuss.
Do you think it's fair that you're staying here and not paying?
Yeah, it's really fair.
It's squatting. It's definitely squatting.
Homeowner Sasan Najati says he found her when he stepped outside to walk his dog.
I asked her nicely to just leave.
Another camera recorded the woman grabbing a rock and scraping his parked car.
That's what being nice gets you.
We just want to have a normal life.
I guess the old inmates are running the asylum, eh?
Defund the police. You want it, you got it. You listen to the Black Lives Radicals, defund the police. This is why they wanted you to do it, so that crime can drive you crazy. And you defunded the police. That is amazing to me. And this is what you get, the whole country, with no police, except for those states that are still hiring police and paying them and they are doing their job. The whole country is becoming a ghetto because you listen to Black Lives Matter, defund the police, and their so-called black leaders. Defund the police racist, the police this and the police that. This is what you got now. Homeless people crawling up on your porch. And if you tell them to leave, they won't. Amazing, huh? But that's what you want. And you keep voting in the same old people, just got to make sure that you get no police but criminals in your neighborhood. And then they're going to lie and pretend they're trying to do something about it. And they're not, because if they wanted to do something about it, they could. They can bring back the police, bring back bail bond, put the people in jail, put the homeless people in jail, and leave them there. But they're not going to do it because they don't have to. You keep voting for them, and you're okay with defunding the police. It's the dumbest thing I ever seen, but Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. A spiritual matter. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Amazing, huh? Today is the last day of White History Month. And I have to tell you, this is our ninth year of celebrating White History. And then every year gets better and better and better. This year, it was literally heard around the world. And I have received responses, comments, everything from around the world. People are glad about white history. They're like, finally. At first, they're a little surprised because white people are not allowed to celebrate whiteness. You can celebrate every otherness except whiteness. And so they're a little surprised at first, but then they're happy. Finally. So I really, really, really appreciate it. And we're going to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I always say have a way to see. We'll see what happens. It would be nice if the president declared white history a national holiday or recognize it in one form or another. But we'll wait and see. We ain't afraid of no ghosts. So we don't need, we can enjoy white history without the president okaying it. Amazing, huh? Happy White History Month. By the way, I said, make sure you like these videos. Like, comment, and subscribe, I'm told. Like the video, comment, and subscribe. Amazing, huh? It is a spiritual battle. Really. And everyone is playing a part. The curtain goes up and the scenes of life are broken hearts. Amazing. Everyone on the planet have the same problem caused by the same spirit. Situations might be a little different, But it's the same pain, same fears, same worries, same overreactions, same anger, same feel-good, fake feel-good, same old emotions, same old thoughts, and same old emotions. It's the same. It is the same around the world. And this I know for sure now, and without a doubt. Every human being, it doesn't matter the material things you have or don't have. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter if you're king or queen. It doesn't matter if you're a religious person or not. You got the same problems. And you cover it up with your outer sources, but inwardly, you're miserable. You're suffering. You're afraid. You have this emotion of anger. And you try to say anger is good. You try to say Christ was angry. You try desperately to make anger be right. And you even call it righteous anger. The emotions of anger is pure evil. And so you lie on Christ when you say, oh, well, Christ was mad in the temper when he threw over the table. Just because you're angry and you don't know, you have not examined yourself enough to see that you can have a life of no anger and still take actions in the right way. So you think just because you have anger, Christ had to be angry because he threw over the tables in the temple. So, and you think just because that's the only way you can function, that must be what Christ was doing. You're comparing your life to Christ. You're comparing your Christian life, your religious life, whatever your life is, to Christ. What a sad way to live, huh? But stay that way. You have a right to live in your emotional, mental miseries. You really do. And no one has a right to judge you or try to help you if you don't want it. You have a right to live that way and just suffer the rest of your life lying to yourself about it. Or you can be free. It's really up to you. And for those men and women who are working on themselves, or even those who hear this message and decide, you know, the way I'm living from within, it ain't pretty. Have you noticed that for some reason, and I know the reason, but I'm saying some reason, but I know the reason. The attack upon each other, the attack that human beings are doing to one another. Think about this. Human beings are attacking each other more now than I ever seen. The men are attacking, the women are attacking, and the men are just like the women, bitching about stupid stuff that in the good old days men would never bitch about. Isn't that amazing? But this is out of control now. I don't know if they're doing it just for the clicks. I hear there's something called clicks. Or they're doing it because they're online, or they get the clicks, or their hearts are just worse. Friends turning on friends and going out an all-out assault. You don't just walk away and leave the person alone. You attack. All for the thrill of it. And it's weird seeing men do it in such a vicious way, in the way that women do it. Does it? Isn't that amazing? Pay attention. It's out of control. Because it's evil. And that's what Eva does. If you don't take control of your own life, if you don't get complete control, 100% control, Eva completely takes over and give you nothing but emotions of misery. You call those emotions good, but Eva know that they're evil. And Eva love it when you call emotions good. Men are supposed to cry. Men are supposed to be emotional. That's what's wrong with men. They have not been allowed to be emotional. Not the men and the women emotional. How you going to save somebody or point the right way if you're emotional too? What sense does that make? You can't even help yourself in darkness. Darkness cannot help darkness because you're dark, dummy. Darkness can't help darkness. You need the light. And that's why you have to come into the light. Darkness cannot help darkness. Look at all the bad advice you get from dark, lost people. Think about it. You're going to dark, lost, emotional people and getting bad advice. They can't give you good advice. They're not in the light. They're going to give you dark advice, and then you do it, and it doesn't work. And then you cry. And then, if that doesn't work, and it won't, you go to your imagination and get more advice. Well, take her back. Take him back. It didn't work that time, but they have learned. Maybe this time it's going to work. And you take her back, or him back, and the hell is worse than it was when you let her go beforehand. And by the way, men, do what you want. And ladies, do what you want. Men, never, ever, I did my don't yesterday, I left this one out. And then I realized when I was counseling with someone, I forgot it. Never, I said, don't marry people for green cards. They ain't never going to love you. But anyway, check out yesterday. No, don't do things. Never do. Never, ever, but never, never, never. Do what you want. But never, never, ever. Never, ever, but do what you want. This is your life. It was given to you freely. Freely, you can do what you want and suffer the consequence. But never, ever, ever date or marry an older woman. Men, you are marrying, you are dating your mama. And you will live to regret it. It's never going to work. All I know, God is not going to make it work. It's never going to work. You marry your mama. The order is you're created to lead. You will never lead an older woman. She's too cunning. Mama is too cunning. So yesterday I said, don't marry for a green card. Don't take the abuse from these ladies. Put them in jail the first time they hit you, whether it's a little slap or whatever. Call the police right away, put them in jail, and leave them there. Because they're going to do it again. And it's going to be worse. I know it for a fact. Don't marry a Christian woman. A Bible, especially a Bible thumping Christian woman. You're going to get pure hell all in the name with scriptures. So, and ladies, do not date or marry a younger man because you will become that person's mama and you're going to resent them for it and they're going to resent you because you need the man to lead you in the right way. And a younger man can't lead you. You're too cunning. And plus, you become his mama. Now you're doing all the mama stuff, telling him where to go, when to go, what to do, when to do it. Amazing, huh? But do what you want. But consult with the darkness of your imagination while you're in darkness, and let your thoughts tell you to do it. And then when it goes bad, come back to your thoughts and let them tell you how to make it worse, pretending that they're telling you how to make it easier, better. Darkness cannot consult with darkness and expect a good outcome. It's just not going to happen. But do what you want. Amazing, huh? So I got a little advice. And I've told people this over and over again in the meetings and everywhere. But it's worth reminding people for those who tend to forget. Amazing. Remember, I suggested to you that you start to catch the thoughts. Catch them when they first come. Catch them and do nothing about it but see them. Don't call them you. Don't fight with them. Because people are like, oh, it's so hard. It's just so hard. It's hard because you're fighting with the devil. You're fighting with yourself. Catch the thought of loneliness, the thought of a past event that happened, something you're embarrassed by. Catch the thought of loneliness, suicidal, comparison, stress, anger, unforgiveness, whatever, fear. Catch it and do nothing about it. I highly recommend that you pay attention. If you do this, it would just be amazing. It would be something you've never done for yourself in your whole life. And it is time, if you want to be free, that you do something spiritually for yourself. For yourself. Catch the waves of pain that you experience all day, every day, and you don't catch it. You could be having dinner, feeling really happy, the food is good, and you're sitting there enjoying your dinner, your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a wave of thought comes. And you feel painful. It's like unease, uncomfortable, worry. All of a sudden. And someone can be having dinner with you. They don't know you just had a wave of pain come by, a wave of anger. Or resentment, judgment, whatever it is. And because you didn't catch it, you knew it when it felt it. You felt it, but because you didn't catch it, it made its home in you. It got more. It got greater, became greater. Because you're not catching it. You're not catching those waves of pain. Worry, pain, past memories, false future pains. Oh, what's my life going to be like? I'm not ambitious enough. I don't have enough. It just come out of nowhere, and then you feel it in your body, and you cry. And things only get worse. But if you can catch, and this is the truth, and this is something you've never done for yourself, except the men and women who have heard me say it at our meetings and they are working on themselves. But you have never caught the wave of pain when it first come in thought. If you can catch it, listen closely. If you can catch the wave of pain thoughts and just watch it, do nothing about it, then the wave of healing will come. A wave of healing will come if you can catch it before it falls into emotions. Just catch it and do nothing. You know, you heard in the Bible say, wait upon the Lord. He'll provide your every need, something like that. If you can catch, for those men and women who really want to be free, give it a try and see. Catch the wave of thought, pain, and do nothing about it but be aware of it. And you're going to see a wave of healing come and erase them all. And you'll be like, what the? And then you'll find yourself doing it more and more and more. Catching the wave of pain thoughts before they hit, fall into sadness, lonely, worry, distress, jealousy, envy, attack, worry. You will catch them before they fall. But you got to catch them and do nothing about them. And let the wave of healing come. Let the spirit of truth, the light come and destroy them for you. But you got to pay attention to what's going on. Be present. Do something for yourself that you're not accustomed to doing for yourself. I was counseling with a couple of people yesterday, different time, different people. And they were of a different religion, at least one of them for sure. And they believe in everything that the Dharma say I ever seen except the spirit of truth. They have allowed other people to make them leave the spirit of truth and worship, and they don't call it worship, but it's worship. They believe in everything on the outer soil. They believe in saints. Who believe in a saint? Did Christ ever tell you to believe in a saint? And the saint is dead. Or even alive and giving themselves the title saint. They believe in Mary. Not just one prayer. I know several people like that now. I'm like, how you going to worship Mary? They think Mary's a saint, and they supposed to pray to Mary, and Mary going to help them in some kind of way. Did Jesus ever tell you to believe in Mary or some saint? What's wrong with you? And you can't convince them that it's stupid. Because they believed into a lie. They didn't catch the lie. They didn't catch the thought. They believed into it. There are people who believe in a pope, a Catholic priest, a man in a white robe. Some people believe that there's this Mary, there's this location somewhere in the world, I think somewhere in Europe or maybe the Pope's city. They think that Mary comes and do miracles. And they go there once a year, I think. And the people over there making buku money, all those people buying all these things for Mary. And they go back home and they cry. Do something for yourself. Watch those thoughts, waves of thoughts, waves of pain, and wait for the healing to come. And it will. It will, but you don't trust it. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Catch the wave of pain, the wave of thoughts. Just catch them and do nothing, and a wave of healing will come. Don't have any idea what healing means, because if you do, you're going to create a false healing. All ideas about God, about His Son, about healing, about anything are wrong. Thoughts are just thoughts. In Him, in the healing, there are no thoughts. It just is. Anyway, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. A busy Friday. Fridays are always busy. After my show, the JLP talk here, the Hake Report comes. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a fun and interesting discussion with Terrence Todd. He is an ordained minister, author, and at one time, he served as the executive director of the White House Initiative on Educational Excellence for Black Folks. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Children who are not raised intact or in the home, they're more likely to end up in poverty. So the feminist movement and all this other stuff that's been happening has been destructive to not only men, but also women and families in general and society as a whole. They removed the man, they removed her covering.
Yes.
Racism has become an industry that's getting paid. Everything comes back to money. Anytime you take the head off the body's sure to die.
What a mess.
Yes, it's a mess.
Money, money, money. Money, it's about the money. Show me the money. Why do you think they're spending so much money on the homeless in L.A.? And it's only getting worse. What the? Where's the money? Anyway, the FallenState.tv, after the Hake Report, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, brand new episode. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. Amazing, huh? On and jesseleepeterson.local.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Oh, Lord. The American Anchor Baby. You saw that video open this morning, That's from the American Anchor Baby. Right after the fall of state, 12:15, maybe 12:30, whenever the fall of state ends on Fridays, the American Anchor Baby. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you on Sunday. Fellowship for all. Everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Doors open at 10:30 and meeting starts at 11 a.m. And they are amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. When I first moved to L.A., then I took your calls. In 1968, I moved to L.A. from Sweet Home, Alabama. And you've heard me say that L.A. was beautiful. It was paradise. Not only with the weather, the palm trees, clean streets, little crime, jobs everywhere. You could just almost change jobs every day if you wanted to. At that time, you could buy a house at a young age with little or no money. I literally got my first house at 25 with no down payment. I just assumed a loan. Somebody wanted to sell their house. They wanted to get rid of it. And all they wanted was someone to take over the loan. My house note at that time was $300, including insurance. Isn't it amazing? Taxes and insurance. $300 in a two-bedroom, three-bath, big living room, dining room, wash and dryer area, a guest house in the back, and a beautiful backyard, and two-car garage for $300 a month. What the? Generation Z do not have it hard. They're just lazy. Derek said they have it hard. Generation Z. Generation, that's an excuse. My producer said, well, Generation Z has it hard. No, they don't. They're just lazy. But anyway, I make that point because things have gotten worse. As far as LA is no longer beautiful, it still has some beauty. It has the weather. Sometimes you pay attention to the palm trees. But as far as jobs and homelessness and crime, it's crazy. It's so bad. They even defunded the police. And we used to have tough policing. Where is Daryl Gates when you need him? Daryl Gates, is he still living? I hope you're alive and you can hear me and come on back and be a police chief in Los Angeles.
Died in 2010.
Oh, well, tell your son. May your soul rest in peace. He was the toughest police officer, chief we ever had. And when he retired, it went downhill. Beta males. Here's an example of what, just one small example, well, not small, example of what L.A. has become. Daryl Gates, our white history hero, right on. Thank you, Daryl Gates. May your soul rest in peace. Officer Gates. They're not going to play the applause for something. An American hero on White History Month. Here's an example of what L.A. has become because you defunded the police. What's wrong with you? How can anyone for any reason tell you to defund the police and you say yes? Because they're making up all these victim lies. Fox 11. resident in Beverly Grove. And remind those who might not know, Beverly Grove is a beautiful neighborhood. That's where the white people live. White people with money. Houses are amazing. The neighborhood was at one time really amazing. Beverly Grove and the Fairfax District. Resident in Beverly Grove and a neighboring Fairfax District says repeated burglaries and home invasions are leaving families fearful and considering moving away. You defunded the police and you still vote for these stupid Democrats. Watch this, Fox 11.
Residents in the Beverly Grove and Fairfax neighborhoods say they're fed up with repeated burglaries and home invasions. They're demanding something be done so they can feel safe.
Hey, residents right here in Beverly Grove, and as you said, Christine, neighboring Fairfax District tell me they are deeply, deeply frustrated. They say right now they can't even feel safe inside their own home.
It was very, very scary, and I still sometimes don't feel safe in my own home since then.
Hillary Delaney recalls confronting several mass intruders attempting to break into her home about a year and a half ago.
I thought it was possibly my children and husband, and then realized it was three masked men smashing the Fleetwood sliding doors to my back patio.
She says things have not improved since. Now she's speaking up on behalf of other residents in Beverly Grove and neighboring Fairfax District.
I think there's a few streets where there's multiple burglaries and home invasions happening on almost a weekly basis.
Last week, LAPD says they responded to a burglary at a residence off of North La Jolla Avenue in Beverly Grove. Then in May, a frightening break-in. Multiple victims, including young children, were inside a home along Oakwood Avenue when a group of suspects forced their way in.
We feel like we need to have some support from the city because these people are coming in and breaking into homes.
And I'm wondering out loud, are these people voting for the Democrats who lied to you and said, oh, we're looking into it? And nothing changes. It only gets worse. And you still go and vote for the same people. Stupid people like Kara Bass. Who would vote for Kara Bass or that Indian woman that still be running now? Indian woman. Things not going to get better. You keep doing the same old thing. It's no different than every time you believe thoughts. You get the same old results. And you go right back and believe the same old thoughts again. And you get the same results. What do you expect? You keep consulting with darkness. All you're ever going to get are dark, dark results. That's all you're ever going to get, folks. What's wrong with you? That other female that's running now with against Karen, I guess, is Ramadan. Nipples Rami.
Nithya Raman.
What?
Nithya Raman.
Derek telling me nipple Ramas.
No, he's not.
What did you tell me, Derek?
Nithya. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled something like Nithya Raman or Raman.
What am I? I said nipple Ramas.
Exactly.
You keep getting the same thing because you keep consulting with the same devil. The city has been burned down now. Crime everywhere. Taxes through the roof. Defund the police. Crime is out of control. And you still vote in the same people that we're looking into it. It'll be better next time. It's like going back to the same person you just broke up with, deceiving yourself that it's going to be better. Are you starting to see what I'm talking about a little bit? Residents says some properties are being hit multiple times.
Some properties are being hit multiple times, too. So the same families and the same homeowners are feeling very threatened and very unsafe. And we're just not sure what to do anymore.
Hillary says that's why some neighbors have contemplated moving out of the area, while others are left with tens of thousands of dollars in damages that suspects leave behind. Some residents point to LAPD's officer shortage, believing more officers on the ground could help the situation.
I think it's really the lack of funding for LAPD and the lack of officers to help keep our neighborhoods and families safe right now.
You think? Yes, lady, they defund the police. So, yes, it's due to a lack of police officers and a lack of funding to hire police and pay them. I think it may be due to that. You think? They keep voting for the same people. It's like men going back to the same woman that beat them before. You go back to the same girlfriend. You go back to the same wife that beat the hell out of you before. And you say, oh, it's going to be better this time. She's sorry. And you believe a lie. And it worse the next time. Why you keep going back? And then she takes your money. She go to court and lies and say, you beat her. And of course, not going to believe you. But you keep going back. You keep voting in Carrie Bass. You keep voting in Newsom. You keep voting in other Democrats who have been running this state for the last however many years, and things have only gotten worse. And you wonder, well, why? And Carrie Bass said, oh, homeless going down. And now it's time for her to be reelected. We find out their homelessness was a whole lie. Now she said, well, next time it's going to be better. We just don't have enough funding. They cut back on the funding. Like money is an issue to solving homelessness. They even dress it up. They change the name and call it unhoused people. Now you feel better about it. Put these unhoused people into houses and pay for it. These places have been hit multiple times, according to this lady and the report. And you know what happens? Listen to this. LAPD chief Jim McDonald, Darnell, McDonald, he defended the department's performance. But that lady said they need more police and more funding. He's defended the department's, the chief did, according to this report. He defended the performance, and a councilwoman over the district claimed there is an ongoing effort.
And meanwhile, LAPD Chief Jim McDonald, though, has defended the department's performance overall early this year, noting that right now, homicides are significantly down. We also know earlier this year, LA City Council approving $2.7 million for hiring an additional 130 recruits, a move that was also advocated for by Chief McDonald and Mayor Karen Bass. But take a look at the statement right here. This is from Councilwoman, of course, from District 5, Katie Orsowski, who represents this area. She said, in part, we meet regularly with law enforcement and are meeting tonight with LAPD and the district attorney's office. She was on to say LAPD has assigned a detective to the most recent burglary. She also says their office has also funded LAPD overtime patrols, automated license plate reader cameras, and prioritized streetlight repairs, among other things. But back here live in that statement, she said to me, she also says she plans to continue communication with residents and law enforcement to prevent future crime.
They communicated. Why somebody breaking into your house over and over again. But they're communicating. They don't have to worry about it because they have security. They have police around their home. They have guns. And so they're not feeling what you're feeling. They are meeting about you. Amazing, huh? That female clay, well, I don't know where Derek got this from, so I can't say that. But it's just, they're just meeting. And then you vote them in so they can keep meeting while you live in fear. Fox has reported that that councilwoman that you saw there claims her office is working with law enforcement, funding overtime patrol, implementing automated license plate, readers' cameras, and prioritizing street life repair to help address these safety concerns. From Fox 11. Anything but bringing back the police and tough laws. But I can't blame them. Here is an image of what L.A. looked like from 1898 to until the 1960s. This is what L.A. used to look like. Wow. That made me homesick. It was like that. L.A. proved too much for the man. May, remember May Company? Over there by Santa Monica, by the ocean. That is, look at that. L.A. went from that to this. And the Democrats were not in control there, by the way. Look at McDonald's. I want that McDonald's back. Wow. L.A. can be beautiful. Remember when hamburgers were 50 cents? Look how L.A. used to look, folks. And everybody, and they mama wanted to come here. Even baby Jessica's daddy. Going down memory lane. This is L.A. Nice. Thank you. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat.
Jay Jonna, welcome new member, as well as Zach A.
Thank you, Jay Jonna and Zach A. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, from the D. Good day, Jesse and crew. Happy White History Month. I hope all is well and y'all have something for your little business. My son and I coming to see y'all in September. Looking forward to meeting y'all so much.
Right.
Have
on.
A great rest of y'all's day and wish y'all well. Many emojis.
And happy White History Month to you. Thank you for your support. We look forward to meeting you in September.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls. It's Open Line Friday. Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right? or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday, y'all. Get it off your chest day. We will get to your calls. Hang tight, callers. And if you had to drop off, feel free to call on back. Say you called and you were on hold, but you had to step away and put the phone down and hang up. You can call back. As long as you can get on each show of the Jesse Lee Peterson Network once per day. Once per show per day. That gives you like three, sometimes four, when Bill, the engineer, is on four chances to call in. You can call in every show every day if you want. But not church, because church is in person only at this time, right? Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. That's happening this Sunday. And also The Fallen State. Those are premieres, usually not live. It's been quite some time since we've done a live Fallen State. But check out The Fallen State, which is happening right before American Anchor Baby. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports an unusually strong heat dome will scorch much of the western USA this weekend with the summer's hottest temperatures, and it may be the first wave of extreme heat in the days ahead. Interesting. You hear about this border overrun? Oh my gosh. Coming from the sea, hordes. A dramatic scene unfolded in Spain's enclave of, pardon me, I don't know how to pronounce this word, Ceuta. Ceuta. C-E-U-T-A. As about 49,000 so-called migrants rushed the border in a single day. At least 19 bodies, as in of the dead, were recovered from the water. And the deadly surge may have been fueled in part by a recent court ruling. These evil judges, I don't know. I don't know about this particular case, but in many cases, judges have been evil across many of our white countries. Happy White History Month, y'all. It's the last day of White History Month for 2026. Men's history starts tomorrow. The court ruling on migrants arriving by sea. So evil. And who is behind letting these so-called migrants know about the court rulings? Are they so sophisticated that they're keeping up with the court rulings? I doubt it. I think that there's, although I may be wrong, right? I think that there's shenanigans by some groups who would inform these guys, hey, come on over this away. Anyway, Hamas agreement. President Donald J. Trump said an historic, or a historic, depends on which you prefer, agreement to secure the disarmament of Hamas has been reached. A critical step in implementing a multi-phase peace plan to end the war in Gaza. A senior Hamas official told Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, that Hamas had agreed to the deal, but not until Israel upholds the Gaza truce. We'll see what happens. And grocery prices. Eggs are cheaper than they were when President Trump returned to office in January 2025. Nice. And Trump claimed on Monday everything else has gotten cheaper, too. Commie Nonsense says, but the data says no. Whatever. And missing climbers. Rescue efforts underway to find a group of missing climbers, including world-renowned, however you pronounce that, mountaineer Nirmal Purja. Pardon me butchering this person's name. Nirmal, it looks like N-I-R-M-A-L, last name Purja, P-U-R-J-A, and one American as well. Following an avalanche in Pakistan, authorities said, did you know Pakistan has... Avalanche sounds like snow. I don't know. Four bodies have been recovered, but not yet identified. Whew. And an Anthropic hack. Anthropic, you've heard of that company, revealed that their AI models accessed the open internet and hacked into other companies' systems. Last week, OpenAI disclosed their models had also escaped their testing environment and hacked another platform's systems. Oh, you mean that wasn't on purpose? The disclosures shook the cyber security world. Wow. Shout out AI and cybersecurity people. Much needed. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Amazing question for those who want to know themselves. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, got to go to work or whatever, you want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can podcast and then listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. And every Friday, just relax and get it off your chest Friday. And happy White History Month, folks. This is the last day of our ninth year of celebrating white history. Oh, and it's been amazing. It is also amazing that it is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Tonight's education report, Tuskegee University is rolling out a new dress code for students. Bedroom shoes, bonnets, and do-rags are not allowed in class or in the cafeteria.
I'm torn about it. I don't need my students dressed up to go to school. I'm torn.
Stop being such a wuss.
You think it's fair that you're staying here and not paying?
Yeah, it's really fair.
It's squatting. It's definitely squatting.
Homeowner Sasan Najati says he found her when he stepped outside to walk his dog.
I asked her nicely to just leave.
Another camera recorded the woman grabbing a rock and scraping his parked car.
That's what being nice gets you.
We just want to have a normal life.
I guess the old inmates are running the asylum, eh?
That's for sure. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What a mess! Keep voting in those people. It's only going to get worse. You vote in the Democrats. They have proven to you over the last 100 years, give or take, that they're not going to do what's best for the city, the state. They're doing what's best for their pockets and votes. And you vote for them. Can you get any crazier than that? You vote for, I'm a Democrat. It doesn't matter how bad things are. I'm a Democrat, and I'm a die Democrat. I'm just going to vote Democrat and live in fear. I'm just going to vote black female and live in fear, because she's a black female, no matter if she's dumb and not going to do anything to make, she's a mama. She's a black female, or a little white female. I'm going to keep going back to that same old person. It doesn't matter that they beat me, take my money. You keep doing the same thing over. I'm going to keep consulting with thoughts. I don't care what you say. I'm going to believe the lies of thoughts you say and suffer. And then make up excuses for suffering. Blame someone else. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Kayvon out of California. Kayvon, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, the great Black Hope.
Oh, amazing. Happy White History Month.
Sir, that's exactly why I called. I usually call in the beginning of July, but this time I'm calling at the end on the last day to wish you a happy White History Month as well, my good sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's amazing.
It sure is. I'm really glad that you created White History Month for us, especially in July, because if you notice, Jesse, July just feels white.
That's right. July just feels white. Amazing.
So it truly is. Yeah, I've followed you the last, I think, 2, maybe 3 years. Shortly after my birthday, because my birthday is July 4th, which is also the birthday of the greatest country on this side of heaven.
Right on.
And,
I'm actually to be born.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
And, it truly is. Yeah. And I'm a first generation American. My mother's born in Germany. My father's born in Iran. And I'm just so thankful to be born here and to have this opportunity to live the American dream. And I just want to thank you for all the patriotic things that you put out there and how much you love America and the message that you spread. It's really a beautiful thing.
Well, you're welcome. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It gets better.
Absolutely. That's for sure. That's for sure. I've been working on myself. And I've learned a lot from you, actually. You know, I remember when I first listened to you, you know, I thought a lot of it was just kind of silly and kind of reactionary and a little bit of trolling. And the more I listen to you, I just see the truth in almost everything you say, man. And it's really awesome. And, you know, I even got a lot of my friends, my wife, and, you know, people I care about. I show them your clips and we just think you're hilarious, man. You have like the best catchphrases and just say the funniest stuff. And so I got all my friends saying all these funny things and I absolutely love it. You know, it's hilarious, you know.
He black, she black,
you know. I mean, yeah, so, you know, some of the best ones are, of course, you know, the founders of Black Lives Matter are fat, black, radical lesbians.
Amazing.
Who hate God, hate the nuclear family, and hate white men. What a mess, huh?
It's amazing to me, according to all the report, those people said that about themselves, right? And
they did.
And then the people followed them and started chanting, defund the police. The devil's selling them to get rid of the police. The lesbians and the people are like, yeah, that's a good idea. Defund the police. Can it get any crazier than that?
No, I don't think so. And you know it's because Satan is their daddy, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a crazy thing to see, you know, with the shutdown and all the COVID and all the Donald Trump hate and all the craziness. And you know, I stayed hopeful and I stayed optimistic. And that's another thing you say is a lot of this is out of our control. And all you can do is work on yourself and stay hopeful for the future and do your best. And that's what we did. And now we've had a culture change here in this country and it's going back towards patriotism, back towards love of country. And I'm just so happy to see it, you know.
Right on. Are you still doing comedy?
No, I'm an electrician, man. I'm an electrician, a musician. I'm going to start my family soon, and I'm just a regular guy, you know?
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and happy White History Month.
No sweat. I did have one question for you, actually, and it was regarding one of my favorite catchphrases that you say, and I don't know why you say it, but I have a guess as to why you say it. So whenever you say ask, you'll say ask. And you'll yell it afterwards, and we just find it hilarious. And me and my friend, we do it all the time. And so I think, and I'm not sure, but I think the reason you do that, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because not all, of course, but most Black people can't say ask; they say axe instead. Is that why you say that?
100%. When I first started radio, I used to I was into my Blackness. I said act.
Right.
I used to say And then this white lady, a friend of mine, told me it is ask.
It sure is.
And ever since then, I make sure I hit that K by saying ask.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, yeah, it's crazy because I remember when I was young. I would ask. I'd be like, "Why do they say that?" And they're like, "Well, Black people, they can't say it properly." But I'm like, "But I know so many Black people who do say it properly. So what are you talking about? What do you mean? You know?"
I didn't even know I was saying "at" until she told me you're saying "at" and not "ask." Ask.
Right.
Oh my God. Right. What the?
What the? Oh so, man, that's awesome.
That's why I hit it.
Yeah, okay. So I was right about that. That's awesome. That makes me happy. That's good. Yeah. Just like I said, we love your mannerisms. And then one more thing I want to add before I let you go is I saw that a while ago you did you went on the Hodge Twins podcast, and I love the Hodge Twins, man. Those guys are so funny.
Yeah.
They're fighting for America.
Yeah.
And they're amazing, you know, and they crack me up. They're super cool dudes. And so I was really happy to see you on their program. But there was one thing I was a little bit sad about as you guys were talking about Africa and talking about how, you know, American Blacks have this, you know, affinity towards Africa that's kind of unwarranted. It doesn't really make all that much sense. And I thought that you missed the opportunity because I thought you were going to say, "Mommy, Africa." But you didn't, but that's okay that's another one of my favorite ones.
I really enjoyed being with them on their show. It was funny. It was amazing. And they treated us very well when we went there.
I'm sure. They're great dudes.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
Cool, Jesse. Of course. Thank you.
And happy birthday from the 4th of July and happy White History Month.
Thank you, my friend. You as well. I appreciate you. And we'll talk to you in a year.
Absolutely. Amazing. Take care. Amazing. Let me go to Derek out of Michigan. Derek, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man? Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month,
man,
Derek.
You brought me up kind of fast. I wasn't even ready. Jesse, God, no, you brought me up in here. Y'all, I'm kind of ready. Hey, Jesse.
You say what now?
You ever heard of the movie real quick called Get Out?
Get Out?
Yeah.
Not that I can recall right now.
You can't remember that? It just came out a couple years ago called Get Out, about Black people trying to be hypnotized or something by white folks. Anyway, I'm writing a sequel.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's called Get In and Stay In. Hey, Jesse, real quick. Hey, I'm on for White History Month. I want to play you a little stanza of a little song. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take you back when you was a little boy in Alabama. I know you got a lot of callers, so I'm not going to waste too much of your time.
All right. Go ahead.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sweet home, Alabama. Thank you. Thank you, Derek. Amazing. Let me go to Florida and talk to Callie, I believe that is. Callie. Hey, Colleen.
Good morning.
Good morning, and happy White History Month.
Yes. Thank you very much. Right. I had to make sure I called in on the last day. For sure, I couldn't miss it.
Right on. Amazing.
May I answer the biblical question, please?
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
I do not.
And why not?
I think because I have a mortgage and I have bills, and I would rather not pay them.
You'd rather not pay them?
No.
And what do you mean?
I would rather be debt-free, so I am working on that.
So you have, I see. So you have bills to pay, but you would rather have no bills. You'd rather be debt-free, and you think then you're going to have complete control of your life?
Maybe I think that I would just be able to do what I want to do.
What is, if you can say, what is it that you want to do now, but you can't do?
I think it would be nice to, like, travel with my family, experience new things.
And why do you think that would be nice? My headset went out again.
Why do I think that would be nice? I think it's interesting to explore new things, learn new things.
And why do you think that?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to put my little two cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical question. But why are you thinking about if I can travel, if I had this, if I didn't have bills, if I didn't do this, why not just live right now and don't think about if?
I would say that the moments I can maintain presence, that it does feel a little easier than the days that I feel like more thoughts are flooding my mind.
And so why don't you 100% practice being present?
I think that I make a good attempt at it.
But why not do it?
Well, I believe I am doing it.
Oh, okay. So you are being present?
Yes.
And if you are being present, why are you thinking about if I can travel, if I had this, if I didn't have this, if and that? Why are you into the if?
Well, I wouldn't say that I think about that a lot. I'm just saying that, like, control of my life, I don't believe I have control.
Okay.
I do believe that God is in control 100%. Like, excuse me. I really don't wrestle with fear or worry, like, at all. That to me is a little kind of weird, I guess, when, especially speaking with others, and they will say things and ask me if I'm afraid of that or scared of that. And it's like, no, I've never even thought of that.
Right on. Have you dropped your anger?
Yes.
You forgave your mother?
I did forgive my mother.
You went to her, and what happened?
We were in the car together. So that was actually kind of scary. Because I knew that I had to, like, do it somewhere where I was trapped.
Oh, What the? And so what?
What the?
What happened?
She got ticked.
And how did you deal with it?
I kept my eyes forward and kept driving.
It's amazing that every human being, adult human being, the kids too, but the adults are afraid of their mama. And while on one hand they say they love mama, but they're afraid of mama, how can you be afraid of someone that you love? Isn't that amazing?
It is. I was never afraid of her till I felt like I had to forgive her, which is weird because I do feel like I always hated her in a way growing up.
Yeah.
And I always thought that my dad had my back and she didn't.
Yeah. When you were afraid of her, anyone that has anger has fear, right? So you were afraid of her, but you just didn't see it as fear until you had to face her. And that's when reality came that you are afraid of her. And that's why you had you became aware of the fear that you had not recognized before. But right on, and you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. But you have not seen anything, Kelly, if you stay with it.
Yeah, it is. It is going good. May I ask you one question?
Yes.
When you have a partner that is not working on themselves, you just got to stay the path. And I do feel like it was kind of good and easy for a while, but then I think there's times where you just kind of wish they would. And I wouldn't say I get frustrated because frustration is like anger, too.
It is anger.
But
anyone that gets frustrated has anger.
Yeah, so you just keep doing your thing even though they refuse to change, I guess.
Yes. We said partner. Is it a husband or a wife?
A husband.
Oh, we'd call it husband, not partner. That sounds gay.
Oh, okay.
But here's what happened, and it's difficult. It is hard, difficult, when one is working on themselves and the other one is not, whether it's the wife or the husband. But don't judge him. Don't judge him at all. And you just observe, but don't judge, and you're going to be fine. But if you try to change him or get mad at him because he's not changing, then you're going to suffer. Except the fact that...
Oh, that's apparent. Oh, yeah. That's apparent. Yeah. Because it's been years of suffering.
Yep.
And...
Well, just be aware that he's not ready. And you just live and you stay present and don't assume that he would never change or that he will change. Just have a wait and see.
Mm-hmm. And when you're doing the silent prayer, are you ever basically like talking to God, but not audibly, just like, are you ever asking him for things or thanking him for things while remaining silent?
Well, when you're present, when you're silent and you're aware of those thoughts, you're being separated from the darkness, from the thought. And in that very moment, you and God are one. And it's the Father who is allowing you to see the thoughts. You cannot see thoughts on your own. And so most people live in thoughts. They don't even know they're living in thoughts. And then when they do the silent prayer, they realize they have all these thoughts. And then they say, well, this is too hard because I have all these thoughts. Not knowing that that's what's been driving them all their lives. They've been living in those thoughts, and now they're aware of it. And it's the Father, it's the light who is allowing you to see the darkness, which are thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so,
I've noticed.
Don't plan that you want to ask God for something or not. You know, you want to ask, but don't make it a big deal. But just be still, and all will be added unto you.
Mm-hmm. And I can see how just my whole life living a lie and, like, grinding hard and trying to obtain all those things, that once you drop all that, it's really been a weird time. And I feel like I almost feel a little lazy because I'm not really doing as much as I did.
I know what you mean.
I do. I really do. I feel like, man, am I wasting my days here? Because I got nothing to do. I got no ambition. I've got no drive. And it's a bad fight within me some days. I almost feel like I'm jumping out of my skin. Like, I just have to get up and get into something. And it's awful. And I just sit there in it. And it will pass.
Yes.
But
there are days
that it's just awful.
All of us have been trained from the moment we pop out our mama's womb. We got to be ambitious. We got to go for it. We got to get an education.
Right.
We got to get a job. We got to get married. We got to have children. We got to get a house. We got to have this and that. And it's all egos.
Right.
It's all lies.
Plan your work and then work your plan.
Right.
It ain't working.
And Christ said that our life should be easy. God's way is easy. His burdens are light. And because you start overcoming, racing with those thoughts, keeping you all busy and active and driving you crazy, your whole life going to work. It is working, and it's just easy. And you do think that you're being lazy because you're so accustomed to being driven by ego emotions. And you think now, I'm lazy. I have nothing to do. But that's perfect.
I know. I just feel like I'm sitting around for hours at the end of the day. Well, I guess I go do the silent prayer and go to bed.
That's right.
See what tomorrow has.
Let each moment work for you.
Yes. And it is working. It is working.
Right on. You stay with it no matter what.
Can I tell you a white history moment? Or
yes.
A guy or something? Okay.
Yes.
His name is Jake McNeese. They call him Jake McNasty and the Dirty 13. But he's America's anti-hero, which apparently means he got, like, dishonorably discharged, but he's one of our greatest heroes. I'm not really sure what that means, but... His name is Jake McNasty and the Dirty 13, and it's such a cool story, man. He was a real man.
Amazing. Oh, you told us about him in the Super Chat?
Oh, yeah. I never heard y'all say it, though, so I didn't know if I did it right.
Yeah, 1919 to 2013.
Yep. He was a bad one.
Ooh, bad, bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole darn town. That's amazing.
Neater than a junkyard dog.
That's right. Right on. Thank you for that white history moment. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Jesse, and you have a fantastic day.
All right, you too, and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
That's okay. We had a little time.
Okay.
Joe Bell 71, just something fun for you guys. A prime example why there are roles for men and roles for women. And Joe Bell shares a Facebook little video of those female uniformed Secret Service agent women who were standing against the wall at the correspondence dinner,
right.
The first attempt at the correspondence dinner when that guy tried to go in and kill Trump and other people.
Uh-huh.
And they jumped and they started to run away.
They're like, what the?
Very nice.
Thank you.
Jill Bell. We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Yeah, we'll read them when I come back and your phone calls. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcement. I do shout-outs for you. Shout-outs! And they are amazing personal shout-outs. Whether it's birthday, encouragement, weddings, congratulations, whatever. I will do them for you. And they are amazing. People love the shout-out. Go to Cameo. C-A-M-E-O. .com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. Shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And check out all of our merch. Amazing merch. We are celebrating not only White History Month, but 250 years of America. And we have a silver coin with my face on it. And you love investing in silver, right? It's an investment, plus you're helping us because every dime goes back to doing the work that we're doing. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. We only had 250 of them, so they were going fast. And, or you can call, go to rebuildingtheman.shop. No, jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And while you're there, get Punchy's coffee. Gotcha. Punchy got his own coffee. I have my own coffee. And I'm here from around everywhere. It's so good. And they didn't show it, but it's there. And then get your White History merch. Your White History merch. The books are amazing. My books are amazing. And I will sign them for whomever you like. And then the White History merch is, even though it's the last day of White History Month, you still can get them and just wear them or get ready for next year. It coming fast. And check out all of our merch and hats and JLP merch. hats and T-shirts and all those things, all right? And every dime goes back into doing the work. So you're helping us to help others. Hey, do we go to jessieleepeterson.shop, call 800-411-BARN. Hey, do we have that ad, that commercial you had about the Civil Corps?
Oh, I don't know if they would still have that recording, that video recording in there. They said thumbs up.
And hey, is your voice to it?
No.
Explain
it's
the
silent.
Corn.
This is the close-up footage detail of the Jesse coin, which looks so awesome, actually, for real. Ultra high relief, one might call it. I don't know if that would be an accurate description, but it's a deep carving, and it's a nice, good, thick coin of silver, and you can see on the back it says, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. 1 troy ounce with a nice eagle on the back of it that pops out. And there's JLP on the front, Jesse 2026, with stippling and nice texture. Super cool. Shiny. Silver. Silver coin. Beautiful.
And that one with Trump. My better than Trump.
Trump's looks all flat, machine made. But it's nice, too.
Yeah, it's very nice. And I love the Great White Hope.
Yeah. But this is a rich, it's a good-looking thing.
In black, it's white.
I recommend it.
It's white. It's in, it's out. It's black. Remember the song, It's Black and White by Michael Jackson?
Maybe.
Amazing. Yeah. It's black. It's
look
white.
At the edges of it. I forget what that's called.
Real silver. Yeah. A good investment.
Super nice.
So go to jessieleepeterson.com. jessieleepeterson.com.
Dot shop.
No, my bad. jessieleepeterson.shop.
Nice.
jessieleepeterson.shop. I'll call 800-411-BARN. All right? 800-411-2663. Let me catch up with the super super.
All right.
Super chats.
Pork Chop Express with a rumble rant early this morning before we even got started on the show says, July is ending, but I'm so grateful for 250 years of white excellence in America. Happy White History Month.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. Happy White History Month.
Thanks as always.
Yeah.
Jesse, when I go to the gym to lift, there are massive amounts of irresistible young women in there. Wearing tight gym clothing, makeup fixed up. Would I be wrong to start connecting with as many as I can, or is that the devil? It's tempting.
Is that a serious question?
I don't know.
Who is that?
Jamie.
Jamie, is that a serious question? Because it's not like you're playing. Let me know. You can call me or you can super chat. I can't respond because it doesn't sound like a serious question. It sounds like you're playing. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesse, says Jamie, can you declare August White History Month also? There can be two. It just seems like 31 days is not enough for us white folks for all the things we done for this country, says Jamie.
Well, August is Men's History Month, and July is White History Month, so Men's History Month. And we all celebrated 250 years of America, so it's still continuing in the whole 200 celebration. 250-year celebration of America. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Someone coffee, no message.
Thank you, someone.
Bobby S., 5 coffees, White History submission. L. Frank Baum, B-A-U-M, pardon me if I'm butchering it. Baum was born in Chattanooga, New York, 1856. Later he realized that he had a knack for telling bedtime stories to his 4 sons. Alpha, he ended up writing 14...
He had 4 sons?
4 sons.
Alpha male, truly not beta.
And he wrote 14 fantasy books before his death in 1918, the most famous of which, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I know.
Captivated the nation, is made into a feature film 1939, showcasing the new Hollywood technology of Technicolor. The Wizard of Oz is an amazing true story, quote unquote, illustrating that the power to get back home has been with us all along. Just click your heels together and forgive yo mama.
That's deep. Thank you for the Why History moment.
Very nice.
That's amazing.
L. Frank Baum.
Thank you. Oh, man. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah. Amazing.
Jack B. Exclamation marks. Looks like a fancy, maybe Eastern Orthodox cross. And Jesse L.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Happy Why History Month.
Bingy. The bond program, for the bond program.
Right on. Thank you for the support. Amazing.
Thank you, Bingy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bryant, how's your little business?
How's your little business? It could be an empire, the black woman. Like, I heard you had a little business. What the? Thank you.
Tobias, or pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Happy last day of White History Month. All Catholics are Christian, but not all Christians are Catholic. Do you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Very nice.
Amazing. Thank you. Absolutely.
Anthony Jacob says, what is the devil? Why did God allow this mess? Why are we subject to thoughts? How did this happen to mankind in regards to thoughts of lies and falling out of the present?
God is not allowing it. You are allowing it. God is allowing you to have the life you want. So you don't have to live in the darkness with evil. Everyone who lives in the darkness, anyone who is unhappy, suicidal, stress, worry, jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, gossipy, what a lonely... You're that way because you want fear. That's the life you want. And God leave you. He gave you this life to freely do what you want. So you can't blame God for it. This is what you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, happy White History Month, says Chris. Question, is there ever a need to want and need something, or is there no such thing?
I don't want it. I don't need it. If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it. If there's a remedy, I run from it. I run from it. Think about it all the time. I can't get it out of my mind. Never, ever, ever, but never, ever a time for wanting of anything. The moment you want, then you lose. Isn't that amazing? Amazing question. Never a time for wanting. Want for nothing. Because if you want for something, you're going to go looking for it yourself, and it's going to always be the wrong thing. Never want. Just live. Amazing. Thank you.
PBA gifted the cookie. Over on pilled.net.
Thank you, PBA.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, PBA. That's amazing.
Very cool. King Alpha Nerd here again. Hey, kindly remember, Jesse, he forgot another essential. Never, 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 ever date or marry a woman with kids. Stepdaddy today gets no love like they did back in the day.
Absolutely. Anyone who marries... Get married, and you, the man or the woman, already have children, you're very selfish. It's about you and not about the children. And you don't care that the children suffer. You want your ego thrills and to hell with the children. If they're mad, you yell at them for being mad. Why are you mad? And because you're protecting your thrill. What a sad way to live, huh? Amazing. And this is for the boys and the girls. Thank you. Amazing.
Mike Young, I have a White History moment for you.
All right.
Watched a video on YouTube about how beautiful and clean Gary, Indiana used to be in the 50s. Please check it out, Jesse. It'd be a blow your mind. And it's interesting to me as a black man. I can see how white people are so gifted with making things beautiful. Nice. Gary, Indiana, 1950s.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike. I'll check it out. But when I went there to when I first went there to visit, and then went back to stay for a year. It was beautiful until they got the first black mayor. The very next day, it was over. It went from light to darkness overnight. And that's the truth. I saw it happen myself. Amazing. Thank you.
He gave heart eyes, star eyes, okay, and a heart with a drip.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for the White History Moment.
Nice.
Amazing.
Gary, Indiana, 1950s.
Yep.
Riley J. and my little sister and her friends got the cops called on them. They were smoking weed. She was smoking in a public area, and weed is illegal in Texas. Cops came and just said to smoke at home. They didn't arrest them or anything. Beta cops, says Riley.
Oh, stay away from the pot. Amazing. Thank you.
Riley says, happy White History Month. Strong white arm emoji.
Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Hokaji, Jesse, the whole Bible can be trusted because of its strong historical accuracy, massive manuscript proof, and careful copying over time. Anything else is just your thoughts.
I don't understand.
He says the Bible is infallible. Infallible. Pardon me. Butchering the word. Thank you, Hokaji.
Okay.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Hokaji C.
Thank you, and I wish you well with those ideas. See how far that gets you. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Mike Young for that caller from who's part Iranian. Hey, Jesse, can you ask him about the war in Iran? I'm sorry, Mike Young. I didn't see this until now.
Well, what caller?
You had a caller whose dad was from Iran.
Oh, amazing.
Kayvon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Pink Build's been a member for 14 months on the JSC channel. Happy White History Month, folks. Get your silver corn and get you some corn on the cob with your sweet potato pie. And pumpkin peanut butter hot dogs. Mm-mm, good. No pumpkin.
No pumpkin.
He didn't say pumpkin. He said peanut butter hot dogs.
Right. Oh, he didn't say pumpkin.
I misspoke.
Right on.
Typo of the mouth.
Shout out. Thank you. Amazing.
Pardon me butchering your super chat.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
AB, hey, Jesse, how can I get rid of anger / hate and forgive someone without being able to speak with them? Lost my work due to lateral violence and nepotism, and it's affected the way I see the world. Things don't seem fair at all right now, and I'm holding on to a lot of anger and hate. AB.
Well, one thing for sure, the world ain't fair. Human beings are not fair people. They can't be because their nature, until they change, the heart change, their nature is that of evil. And there's no love and no fairness in evil. Human beings do not love one another. Do not love at all. And the proof is in the pudding. Look around you. Look at your own family. Look at your friendships. And look at your marriageship and childrenship. No love. Nobody loved nobody. That's why we must be born again. Must return to the Father. And when you return to the Father, your heart changes from anger, which is evil, to love. And so whatever happened in that situation, forgive yourself or anyone. Realize that just as you can't help yourself, something else is driving you. It's driving the whole world. That's why everybody got the same problems. Different situation, but the same problems. And just forgive. Forgive and let the thoughts of anger go, let it pass, and you'll be fine. But don't blame them for what happened to you. You and only you are responsible for you, and nothing really happened to the real you. It's the ego you that you think is you that something happened, and it didn't. So do the silent prayer, forgive, and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Curly James Hake for White History Month nomination. Founder, president, and CEO of The Hake Report.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Hey.
That's powerful. You don't have any idea the change for the good that Hake had made over the years. He used to be a real beta. That's gone now. Amazing. Thank you for the history moment.
Chris from chat, a member for 13 months. Happy White History Month, JLP and crew, all caps. This was a month that will ever be remembered.
Yeah.
Till next year, stay white.
Stay white. White History Moment. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thanks for your support. Let me go to first time call out of South Carolina, Chris. Out of South Carolina. Chris, you are on the air.
LP.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, my brother from another mother.
Good morning. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. I just want to tell you, it's an absolute pleasure. It's a first-time call. I've been listening to you for, a long time. It goes back to your Bond days. And I was telling your guy that took my call that's how I found you. Was we shared that interest of bringing these young men, in particular, black young men, to the Father.
Yes.
And that's how I found you many years ago. Then, of course, you've expanded to where you are today. So I just, I appreciate you and I love you and listen to you almost every day. It's just awesome. But I wanted
appreciate
to
that.
Ask
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's, you're such a kick and from my friend TG, who calls in from Texas, I got him one of your T-shirts for his 70th birthday, and we talk about you all the time. Just JLP this and JLP that. We just laugh. You're just a kick in the pants, and I know you love people. I know you
black.
Do. Yeah, exactly. Oh, we just get a kick, and we watch all your when you go up against these yahoos all over, and we just laugh. I send them to him. Oh, it's long. I want to get to my question.
All right,
and it's a deeper question to you. And keep in mind, I'm not buttering you up when I tell you I love you, brother. You're just awesome. But I always have wanted to know, as strong as your conviction is with church, with the Lord, with preaching, teaching, mentoring, all this stuff, and it's in the Bible, why are you against Jesus as God?
I'm not against it.
So explain to me, and maybe I'm not calling you out, and that's not my point.
No, I want to know. Yeah, go ahead.
Why? I mean, I've listened, and truthfully, I'm being straight with you. Thursdays is not usually the day I listen because right. of the title of that day, right? And
because you don't listen because it's Bible Thumping Thursday.
I kind of get in a little here, a little there, because you know my mornings and my days and my text to my brothers aren't the same without it involving JLP. That's just we just.
Where in the Bible does it say Jesus is God? You say it's in the Bible, right?
So it is in the Bible. That is correct.
And where is that?
Understand?
In the Bible?
All right, it's 1 John says that the Word was with God, and the Word was God, identifying Jesus as God in human flesh.
Yeah, Chris, can you hold for me?
I sure can.
Yeah, we're at the top of this hour. When I come back, straight to your call, all right?
You got it, buddy. You got it, brother.
Hold on, folks. Let me take a break. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. This is July 31st, the last day of White History Month, AD 2026, and the lines are full, y'all. You can call in, but you get a busy signal right now. But I do recommend, if you'd like to get on air, call in every so often just in case a line opens up, whether you're young or old, all right? 888-77-JESSE. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your Super Chats and perhaps some more great stories. But it is hate news, not fake news. Today, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, as usual. All right, that's the plan. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. Figure it out if you're somewhere else. And then after the Hake Report, the Fallen State. The Fallen State happening right before American Anchor Baby. American Anchor Baby happens a little after the Fallen State, all right, on Fridays. Very cool. On YouTube and Rumble. And, of course, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, highly recommended. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Join us in person. The doors open at 10:30. Nice. Thinking of buying a house? CNN says just months ago, hopes for a housing market comeback rose as mortgage rates slipped below 6%. Now mortgage rates are at a one-year high. Maybe you should just save up your money, pay cash. Or I don't know. RFK Jr.'s cooking tips. HHS Secretary has a new cooking show, and he used it to promote new protein and fat-focused dietary guidelines, arguing that fish remains an affordable alternative as meat prices rise. And red flags? There's a young girl, Chinese girl, I guess, a couple in China. I think they're Chinese. She had a previously undisclosed death. Undisclosed to the parents? Or just undisclosed in general? I don't know. Has been linked to an experimental gene editing treatment. Gene editing treatment that her parents spent nearly $900,000, or the equivalent anyway, as close to $1 million, to develop. The case is fueling outrage and concern in China. I'm not too surprised based on what Bill the Engineer has told me about China and host of Punchy TV. Make sure you catch Punchy TV on Wednesdays or catch it later when you can. It's live on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. He knows about China and what's going on and other things. And hotels are mostly empty in Dubai since the modern metropolis was hit by Iranian missile strikes earlier this year. Maybe they need a golden dome or an iron dome or something. They're offering incentives to lure tourists back. And peptides have cleared an FDA hurdle. An FDA advisory panel has approved 6 peptides, if you know what those are, for compounding, whatever that is. So we'll see what happens next. President Trump, as I mentioned, announced a deal yesterday, for what he said was an agreement that would include the Israel withdrawing its forces from Gaza. But hurdles and uncertainty remain. The White House announcement comes 9 months after a U.S. brokered ceasefire was signed. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas largely deadlocked over the implementation of their second phase. I guess Israel's second phase, including deal's second phase, including the disarmament of Hamas and the reconstruction of Gaza. That's quite a project, reconstruction. On Friday, a Hamas official said they have reached an agreement on disarmament. Israel did not give an indication that they had agreed. And the Trump administration ended Medicare drug subsidy. 25 million older adults with Medicare Part D prescription drug plans could face steeper monthly costs 2027 after Trump concluded temporary subsidy program that helped offset premiums for the past 2 years. Biden administration put that stuff in there under the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, artificially saving them, but it's not real. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. Mm-hmm.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. Happy White History Month. Last day of White History Month, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, but you still want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can by calling the listen line number at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can podcast as well and listen as it is happening. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. I think listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And then to donate to have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Tonight's education report, Tuskegee University is rolling out a new dress code for students. Bedroom shoes, bonnets, and do-rags are not allowed in class or in the cafeteria.
I'm torn about it. I don't need my students dressed up to go to school. I'm torn.
Stop being such a wuss.
Do you think it's fair that you're staying here and not paying?
Yeah, it's really fair.
It's squatting. It's definitely squatting.
Homeowner Sasan Najati says he found her when he stepped outside to walk his dog.
I asked her nicely to just leave.
Another camera recorded the woman grabbing a rock and scraping his parked car.
That's what being nice gets you.
We just want to have a normal life.
I guess the old inmates are running the asylum, eh?
That's for sure. Happy White History Month. The last day. July 31st, and it's been amazing. And thank you all for making it. White History Month, number 9, the 9th year of making it amazing. I want to go quickly back to Chris and out of a first-time call out of South Carolina, and Chris was asking about Jesus being God. Hey, Chris?
Yes, sir. Jesse, I'm here.
And so where in the Bible does Jesus say that he is God?
He doesn't say it himself. It's an express intention. When he says, for instance, you're familiar with Abraham, and he's telling, I think it's one of the Gospels, and he says, before Abraham, I am. So God is three persons, right? Is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. They are in the triune Godhead, one person in three different essences.
Why Jesus never said those things about himself? When asked, who are you? He said, I am the Son of the Father. He had many chances and opportunities to say that I am God, but he said, the Father sent me. The Father's doing the work. I came with a message sent by the Father. Why he never once said he was God when he had so many opportunities to say it.
That's correct. You're right. He never said it.
No, I'm asking you, why did he say that?
Why didn't he? Because he in his flesh, right? So when he came to Earth, right, to save the world, he came as fully God and fully man.
No, I'm asking you, why didn't he say that when he had, even when he said that the things that my Father own, you own them too. We are brothers, and we are in whatever I have, you have because of my Father. Why didn't he say, well, because of me, y'all are all my children, y'all have what I have. Right. Why didn't he say that?
I think if you look at his at the person of Christ.
No, Matthew, right? Why didn't he say that if he was God?
I'm explaining what I think is the reason. The essence of him is love and humility, right? Well, for me, it's love and truth, because you cannot love someone. I don't care. I can't love you, JLP, without truth. I cannot. It's impossible. Christ was the same way, and I wish to God I was as humble as
he
was.
Well, whose truth are you referring to? His truth or God's truth?
The word
truth?
Of God's truth.
And so if he was God, why would he say my truth?
It's humility, right? It's humility.
But how can you be? You're that much humility in the world. You're going to be God, but you're going to act like you're someone else. That doesn't make sense.
No, he's not. He's not. Again, if you look at, let me ask you this, right? If he is not God, then his death, and you believe that he died and rose, correct? Jesus?
I believe that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I believe because I've heard it and read it.
Okay. If you read it, right, if you believe in Jesus, then you believe his word. You believe his word, you're obedient to that word, then you believe it. So if he is not God, then his death would have been sufficient to pay the penalties for your and my and everybody else's sin in this world.
But he wasn't crucified. He was not crucified to pay a penalty for death, for our thing. God is not into blood sacrifice, so he didn't brutalize his son just to save us. But he sent his son to tell us how to get back to the Father by being an example and telling us to love one another as well. Love the Father. He's like, hey, love the Father and then love your enemy. That is the key to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the crucifixion was about showing how evil and jealous human beings are, because they wanted to control the people, the priests and the Pharisees and all those people. And they didn't want Christ to come and tell them how to return to the Father. They didn't want the people thinking for themselves. So he was killed for that reason. He was not killed so that we may be saved.
He absolutely was. He came.
No.
He came to die.
Remember, he never said when he did return from the grave, he said to the disciple, go and tell the world the truth. He didn't say, go and tell the world they must believe I was born again and that I rose again and you got to confess Jesus as to be saved. He said salvation is of the heart and that you have to repent for being evil, playing God, and then you shall be saved.
From Genesis all the way to Revelation, that whole 66 books, right? Now, there's stories are endless between good and evil, right? And I think he would agree that that's what that's
do you
what
think
we have
human
now.
Beings, do you think human beings are flawed?
No, they're not flawed. Flawed's a mistake. Sin is what they have.
Do you
that's
think
why
that
he
when human beings wrote the Bible, you don't think they made any mistakes or wrote the Bible according to what their generation were at the time? You don't think they did that?
No, because that's inspired word by God. And if you look at...
Did you know that in the beginning, the Bible did not say, in the beginning, that was the Word was God, and God was the Word, and the Word was made flesh? Instead, it said, in the beginning, that was the law, and the law was God, and the law was with God, and God is the law. And the law was made flesh. It was put on our hearts. And the law is in our heart, and that's why we should live by the law, which is God. Did you know it used to say that rather than in the beginning that was the Word?
And the Word became flesh.
Did you know they switched that from in the beginning that was the law, and the law became was put into the human heart? Did you know that?
Where are you talking, in Genesis?
Did you know that in the beginning it says, at one time before they switched the Bible, they changed it? Did you know at one time it says, in the beginning, there was the law, and the law was with God, and God was the law, and the law was made flesh. But when they wrote it way down the road, I guess with Paul and those guys, they changed it to, in the beginning, there was the Word. It wasn't always that way. Did you know that?
I've never heard that ever. You have something I can reference that to?
Which made more sense? In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was made flesh, or in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word made flesh?
In the beginning, God created man.
I said,
right?
Which one makes sense?
In the beginning, God created not the law. He created...
No,
beings.
I asked you, in the beginning, the
law... Well, I created the world first.
No, I know that. But what I'm asking you...
Jesus came. He said, I come.
Chris,
I do not come to... Yes.
Let me ask this, and then I got to run, only because of time and it's not Bible Thumper.
Sure, I understand. Understand, brother.
Do you believe you could do greater works than God?
Yes.
You believe
Jesus said so.
You believe
in John,
that
yes.
You can believe you can do greater works than God.
Jesus said it correct in John. I think it's 10.
I know, but he said that about himself.
You will not only do great works, but greater works than I.
He said that don't be marveling about me doing this work. It's not me. It's the Father doing it through me, and
that's
you
correct.
Can do even greater works. Can you do greater works than God?
Jesus said, "You can do greater works than God? Through him, anything is possible."
Chris, can you do greater works than God?
I said, through God, anything
I can do. Chris, can you do greater works than God?
Yes.
How can you do greater works than God?
I just told you. Jesus said, through me, anything is possible.
No, that's not the question.
Greater than even I.
So there's a greater God than a God?
No, there's only one God, the Father.
But how is greater than I then?
Jesus said it. That's quote. I think it's John 10:13 or 13:10.
Amazing. Chris, call me back on Bible Thumper Thursday, and because of time, I got to run.
All right. I love you, brother. Thank you so much.
And I
appreciate Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. And thank you, Chris.
You got it, brother.
Amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Ryan, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Ryan, Happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
Yeah. Real quick, though, I remember being a kid, I heard somebody say that Jesus is God, and I just immediately knew, like, that's not true.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
What I wanted to call you, what I wanted to call about is my boss. I've been working with him for like 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
I started as a skilled laborer, started me out pretty good. Then I went on to doing installing floors for him. And then now I'm doing my own jobs for him, like by myself. And so I was kind of expecting a pretty good raise because I've been moving up in the business for him. And then he gave me a raise and it wasn't what I was hoping for. And I was like upset. And I was thinking like, man, I bet I could go, you know, somewhere else and do the same thing for more money for someone else. And I was just kind of sitting and thinking about it. And I'm like, well, what would Jesse say? And I thought he would probably ask me, like, are you eating? Are you sleeping under a roof? I'm like, so I asked myself that. I'm like, you know what? I am eating. I'm paying my bills, you know? And then it was kind of revealed to me, like anything I would do would just to be out of spite, you know, for my boss, like, just to kind of stick it to him. It wouldn't really be for, like, what's better for me.
Right.
And yeah, so I just realized I was kind of wanting. It was that want for more that was kind of causing me to suffer, you know? And it's like everything you say, like, it's helped me out a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you're right, appreciate what he's done. And if you want a little more, did you ask him for a little more?
He was saying we got to, like, go take it slow because he's still putting money in the business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, be grateful.
Yeah.
Be grateful.
Right.
Don't be angry. You do have a roof over your head. You have food in your belly. You get your bill paid. You're fine. And with that kind of attitude, opportunities will naturally open up for you that will blow your mind.
Right.
Be grateful.
Yeah. I am. Yeah, it's going well now.
Right on, man.
And,
go ahead.
Say again.
Oh, let me ask first. Did you forgive your mama?
I did. But I'm afraid I was kind of soft about it.
Why?
You know, I don't know. I was like, I'm sorry for being angry at you all my life, you know. And well, and then she said, like, I don't feel like you. Sure, it's been a while now, but she was like, I don't feel like you've ever really hated me. And I told her, like, well, there's no love in anger, you know. And
yeah.
Second, yeah, I guess, and then we hugged.
What?
I hugged the devil.
Well, and you forgave your father as well.
He died a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Yeah, but you know what's weird though is like I had dreams with him, and it occurred to me in my dream like I was aware that I wanted to forgive him, and so like. After a few times, because I would see him in my dream, I'd be like, oh, good, he's still alive. I can talk to him tomorrow. Then I'll wake up and be like, oh, dang it. Yeah, I got to do it when I see him, you know. And so eventually I did, you know, tell him, like, in my dream.
Right on.
That, sorry for being angry. And, yeah, so I don't know if that counts. But
it counts. So. You're fine.
Yeah, all right.
Right on. You have a white history moment.
Yeah, he's a British general, Charles Napier. It was in, like, the 1860s. He was in India doing whatever the British were doing, spreading prosperity. But it came to him that they were going to burn a widow in the husband's funeral pyre, part of their tradition. And he wanted to put a stop to it. And they told him, to kind of respect their culture and respect their tradition. And he said, I'll respect yours if you respect mine.
Amazing.
And when men, you know, so we hang, in my culture, we hang the men that burn women alive and then we seize their property. So I think they even like set up the gallows, you know, where they were going to do the funeral pyre and they waited and then they didn't, they ended up not doing it, burning the woman.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you, man. That's amazing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome, for sure.
Right on. And you stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And remember, there's never, ever, ever, ever a reason to be angry about anything. There's nothing that can happen in your life or anyone else's life that you should be angry about.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, man. Stay with it, all right?
Will do. Yeah, you have a good day, Justin.
All right, you too, Ryan. Amazing. I have a white history moment. A white history moment from Grok. A white history moment from Grok. A black woman by the name of Marilyn Thrower describes her move to a 99% white neighborhood as quiet, clean, peaceful, with minimal disturbance from X.
Now, y'all know I've been talking about leaving the East Coast, which I did, and now I'm over here on the West Coast. And I'm going to tell you what's crazy. Hardly no black people over here. There's only two black people in my whole development, and I've only seen one black person, and that he works at Publix. I'm in a 99% white town, white community, and it's quiet, it's clean, it's peaceful, ain't no interruptions, disturbances, or discrepancies. Why in the hell can't we be like that in the black neighborhood? A shame we have to move to the other side of the world just to get and be and live the way life was meant to be. And that's sad. And I've never lived around white people before, and I got to actually say, it's very pleasurable.
A white history moment. After facing backlash from some in the black community, Marilyn addressed the criticism in a follow-up video from X.
I'm going to tell you something. It's a shame. How many black people are coming in my box talking to me, because I am actually happy that I am living in a neighborhood that is clean, beautiful, clear, quiet, and it just so happened to be around nothing but white people. And I got black people trying to make me feel bad because I wanted to raise my son in an environment where I don't want him thinking smoking crack and being a prostitute and then keeping your neighborhood dirty and dry, riding around disturbing the peace and with your pants up under your ass and you walk around wearing bunnets and being a bunch of dirty foot whore. Look at my son. Look at my child. My child is living a fucking life, and you think I'm wrong for that? And that's the problem, because a lot of black people think that living like that is normal. I'm here to tell you, the ghettos are not normal.
Why, here's the moment. Amazing. Thank you, Marilyn. Why, here's the moment, huh? What a mess. Now you see why I thank God for the white men, with the help of God, who founded and created the greatest country on the planet. The greatest country in the world. Why should I be complaining about anything? Thank you, Marilyn. Amazing. Super.
Super chats.
AB6153. W stream. That means win stream, Jesse and crew.
What?
W stream. It's like winner, win stream. Right. W means win. L means lose. Win is a good thing. Lose is bad.
Amazing. Thank you.
W stream, Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, AB6153.
Yeah.
Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant. White History Month shout out to Rudyard Kipling.
If.
For his words of wisdom with the If poem. And if you haven't heard it yet, Jesse, his other poem, White Man's Burden. Happy Friday and God bless JLP/crew.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks for the White History Moment.
Hey.
Amazing. And current said W means white.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Amazing.
Real Average Goy. Member for 6 months. Best show on earth and even better host in JLP. Sticking with it continues to blow in my mind. Don't be a beta. Doubt every thought. Truly amazing.
Amazing.
And a strong white arm emoji.
Amazing.
With not too bad of a tan, actually.
Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? Amazing. Thank you, and thank you for your support, and happy White History Moment.
Very nice. Scale Lab says, John 10:34, you have said, I have said ye are gods. Psalm 82, read.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
That's what Jesus said. When they tried to accuse him of calling himself God, he said, is it not written in your scriptures, I have said ye are gods.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Freddie Jones says, Jesse, and then he has a request for you to appear on another program.
Thank you, Freddie Jones. I'll check it out. Appreciate it.
And he says, I think you'd enjoy yourself.
Right on. Thank you.
Chicken Heart, and it's Chicken Heart. Howdy, Jesse and crew. Love the show. Never done one of these before. A super chat, I guess. I forget what I was going to say. Anyway, here's some money. Chicken head emoji, heart emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And let me just double check. Soul Conscious. Jesse, biblical question. Are you 100%?
Are you 100% complete? No, do you have 100% complete control of your life?
No, I cannot have control if I am living in the present and doubting my thoughts, says Soul Conscious.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And Jamie referencing his gym question. It's not a serious question about the women in the gym. Well, I'm kind of serious about it. Crazy face emoji. TGIF, thank goodness or thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday. Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. Amazing.
Indeed. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. I often am, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. What a way to end White History Month. Amazing. Let me go to Stetson.
Hey. Oh, sorry.
What?
Stetson's calling.
Right. Stetson out of Idaho. Not Navajo, but Idaho. Stetson, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was at the gym, and the dogs are in the gym now. And it is just, it's unbelievable. And I just had to get this little part off my chest. I mean, like, women are coming in, and they're training with their dog because they need a training buddy. And I'm watching this. I'm like, this is crazy. I can't do anything about it. Like, it used to irritate me, but now I'm like, whatever. This is the world we live in. But my White History Moment is with Marie Antoinette.
Stan, can you hold for a minute?
Yes, I will hold.
Hold on. Stretch off on pews.net. I'll be right back. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling The one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. Busy Friday. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after that, a brand new Pacific Time, by the way. After that, a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had an amazing conversation with Terrence Todd, and he is an ordained minister. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Children who are not raised intact or in the home, they're more likely to end up in poverty. So the feminist movement and all this other stuff that's been happening has been destructive to not only men, but also women and families in general and society as a whole. They removed the man, they removed her covering.
Yes.
Racism has become an industry that's getting paid. Everything comes back to money. Anytime you take the head off the body's sure to die.
What a mess.
Yes, it's a mess.
The Fallen State today at 11 a.m., brand new episode. You can support The Fallen State, and I appreciate those who are and those who are about to do it, who are thinking about doing it, but doing it, by going to the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then after that, The American Anchor Baby after The Fallen State. TV at American Anchor Baby around 12, a little after, whenever, because sometimes The Fallen State go a little longer than normal. But the American Anchor Baby is here today, and he's on fire from 12 or 12:15 to hour or two later. All right, and then I'll see you on Sunday morning. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not able to come in, you can watch it as it is happening by going to rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right? And don't forget to check out Puncher TV, a brand new episode there with Bill. You can podcast. It is an amazing episode, Bill, with Punchy TV. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, .TV. And I believe Hake was with him on this particular episode of TheHakeReport.com. So podcast Bill, amazing. Let me go back to Stetson out of Idaho with his White History Moment. You know, Stetson, I'm thinking about the dogs in the gym. If they come near you, just say, hey, get your dog away from me. That's what I do because I don't want no dog all around me and I'm trying to work out.
I almost did that today, but it was just, I had to sit there in my whatever emotion misunderstanding that I was in. I was like, this person has a dog in here, and there's just weights flying all over the place. This dog is not on a leash. And it's just like, and the guy is working out, the girl is working out, they're not paying attention to their dog because they're working out. Oh, boy.
People with dogs are very selfish. They only care about them and their dog. They don't care how that dog interrupts your life. And they really just don't care. It's like having bad children running around and doing nothing about that. So it's about themselves. They don't care about you and what the dog is doing.
Yeah, and if you say anything to them, because I have in the past, they get up in your face about it.
That's why
I said, you don't like dogs?
Just
like,
say no.
No.
Or if you love them, yeah, but I don't want them at the gym. But when they ask me, I'm like, I don't want no dog. Get that dog away from me. What's up?
I know. It's wild to see all of this happening. And like I think this kind of plays into my white history moment with Marie Antoinette. She was the queen of France during the American Revolution. And she was a foreigner that was placed in power, that was in charge of the wealth. And her and King Louis XVI, they helped fund the American Revolution. Well, they sent a bunch of money and troops to America, which we are grateful for because we helped defeat the British. But then they just kept on spending money and kept living a lavish lifestyle. And there was this comment that I was taught in history that said, let them eat cake, because they said that Marie Antoinette was so disconnected from the peasants of society that she said, like, well, they don't have any food. Well, just have them eat cake. But she just didn't understand, like, they don't have cake, but you're so disconnected. And then come to find out that is not even true. She didn't even say that. That was all just propaganda. That was just all manipulated through time. And I'm like, and I just found that out because I've been thinking about that comment. And I work as a service person in a corporation now, and I'm getting paid under $5 an hour. So I have to rely on the gratitude of the public to live. And when I think of, like, let them eat cake now, because I see all of the gluttonous that's going on in society, whether it's eating, spending, habits, all of these things, it's at your fingertips. You can order an ice cream cake and have it delivered to your house and eat it by yourself, and nobody's going to say anything about it. So that's kind of how there's just so many things that are going on. And the only thing I can think of is just like, just let them eat cake, because they're not going to stop. That's my interpretation of it now.
So propaganda has always been around when it comes to the media and, just basically, there's always been fake news, huh?
Yes. Written fake news, which is kind of funny how, and it used to bother me how you would say the Bible is infallible, and how you kept on saying it over and over, infallible, inflatable, and I was just like, oh, that's not how it goes. But then it started to hit me. It's like, you know what? Well, the Bible is just a book of history, and it's just words in a book.
Yeah.
So it is infallible. Like, infallible, that's just a word that doesn't have any real meaning. Just like the Bible, we don't know what's going on, and it's just like, oh. So just, and the way society is, it's just like, okay, just let it burn. Let everybody eat cake, because we can't stop what's coming. Like, that's kind of like a question I have for you, and like an understanding of what's going on, because you can't fight it. You can't join a group. You can't vote out of it. You can't get elected and change anything. So do we just sit by and watch it happen and just watch it burn?
Well, first, I say that the Bible is not fallible, whatever. The Bible, as you just said, is just, it's a good book. You should read it. But it points you back to where the real word is. The truth is in the heart, not in the book. The book is telling you about where to look. The kingdom of heaven is within. You get there by loving God, loving your enemy, love your neighbor, and you can enter into that kingdom. But human beings in their fallen state and listening to so-called teachers, They have taken the Bible and made it everything but what it is. They worship the Bible in the same way they worship the saints and Mary and the prophets and everybody. It's so easy to fall into worshiping or making someone else your God. And as soon as things don't go right, you blame them for making it. Was you that made them your God by worshiping them, not them. You can't blame them. But as far as you got to lay your weapon down, Stetson, there's no reason to fight for anything because human beings are evil. The laws of the land are always bad, and they're never going to make you feel free or comfortable. The real laws are in the heart. Follow those laws. Don't fight with anyone about anything unless you're protecting your physical body. But don't fight with anyone. Don't try to prove anything to anyone. Lay your weapon down. Stop fighting with the devil in your thoughts, in your mind, and emotions. And stop fighting with the devil inside of other people.
Yes. And it's pretty wild. Within this last month, I've had two to three white women get up in my face about the dumbest things. And I'm just like, what is your problem? I can't really say anything. I did kind of react in a certain way to get this lady out of my face. But these, back to Marie Antoinette, these white women today are getting a little out of hand. And if they don't sit down and shut up, they're going to get the same thing that Marie Antoinette got. And that was 250 years ago. They cut her head off with the guillotine. And it's like, there's just chaos, craziness going in the world. I'm like,
good old days.
Don't stoke the fire, like, because part of me wants to pour gasoline on everything and just watch everything go up in flame and kind of accelerate it. But it's like, you know, probably not the best idea, but...
It's not.
You just lay your weapon down.
And you just lay your weapon down and let other people fight with themselves. You have nothing to defend, nothing to prove. And your life and your love come from within. And you will overcome the psychological, emotional world, and you'll be free.
Yeah. And when you do, it's just like, but some people, they still want to get into your world. It's like, just back off now. It's crazy.
Well, don't let them in. When you don't resent them, they cannot get in.
Yes, correct. Don't resent them.
Thank you, Stetson.
Yes, I wanted to get that off.
Thank you for the White History moment. I appreciate it.
And thank you for bringing all of this white history back into the forefront.
Right on.
Party. Well, have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you. Right. Amazing. Tyler is out of Iowa. Tyler, you are on the air.
Top of the morning, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hey, Tyler, and happy White History Month.
Yeah, happy White History Month indeed. I've called before, and, you know, I think especially with all these, like, silly months they come up with, like, I mean, we could use Black History Month, but they have, like, Disabilities History Month. It's funny that, you know, mainstream media will probably never recognize White History Month. Like, that'll probably never be a thing for the mainstream. But
that's why we're going to get the president to eventually, hopefully, declare July White History Month.
That is quite the lofty goal, but all right. And so I do have... you know, first, I have some nominations for White History Month. I think we need to, you know, and this kind of relates to what's going on right now in Iran. There's been some casualties, some, you know, people that have lost their lives in the military. And I think first we need to honor the 360,000 plus white Union soldiers who died in the Civil War. I think there was a certain sect of the country that was living in a victim mentality. They were terrified of a free market, and so they threw an emotional temper tantrum and started a war. And the Union Army marched south and permanently disciplined them. And, you know, unfallen men do not tolerate secessionist betas. So, you know, first I tip my hat to those men who died slaughtering Confederates.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so Specifically, I wanted to nominate a gentleman named John Brown. And this was basically one of the biggest alphas in all of American history. He had 20-plus children. He was a white, strong Christian man. And he didn't wait on the government. He didn't complain. He used his Second Amendment rights, and he took his sons, and he packed a bunch of slave owners to death because he saw they were living a lie. So I really want everybody, and, you know, we wouldn't get books like Up from Slavery from Booker T. Washington, who I've nominated in the past for Men's History Month, without men like John Brown, because, you know, they paved the way for Booker T. to be able to write his book.
Oh, so I amazing. Think it's,
absolutely.
I heard that Mays, Mays, I have a friend and caller of this show, of the shows, she loved John Brown.
Mays is an absolute delight. I love, is Mays still calling in? I love
oh,
Mays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mays is amazing. I got to run, Tyler, because of time, but happy White History Month. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, sir. And I'll talk to you again shortly. Have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy.
Thanks, bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Quentin out of Arizona. Quentin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Quentin. Happy White History Month.
Hey, you too, man.
Thank you.
I do got a White History moment.
All right.
Person.
Okay.
His name's Chris Kyle. He was the American Sniper, and I just had seen the movie on YouTube, actually, a few days ago. So, basically, he served from 2003 to 2008 in the military as a Navy SEAL. Has the most confirmed kills in the military history, 160, and one at 2,100 yards, 1.193 miles. So,
amazing.
He actually shot at a gun range back at home by another veteran. And, yeah, I just thought the movie was pretty crazy. So.
I believe I had Chris was on this show before he died.
Really?
I believe so. I may be wrong, black and slow, but I think so. Well, that's an amazing White History moment, though. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was on the show, I'm told.
Oh, I'm about to look it up and check it out.
Right.
So I do have another quick question.
Yes, sir.
It's about the difference between living your life and, like, and chasing a thrill. Like, for example, like, before even getting in, like, watching that movie and stuff, I was looking into firearms and whatnot and just learning how to shoot and be comfortable with it. But at what point are you chasing a thrill versus just living your life?
When you do it for a thrill, when you get mad or you feel really good or you take credit, then you're doing it for the thrill. When you're doing it to fulfill an emptiness or something missing in your life, then you're doing it for a thrill. But when you live life with no expectation, no wants or anything, then you're living your life where you just one step at a time, one moment at a time, never wondering about the next step or what's going to happen or has happened. Just live in the present and then let the truth come and take you to the next step. And you live your life without any plan at all, any thoughts, and it'll be amazing.
Okay. Because it's hard sometimes, you know, ideas will come to do things, and I'm like, well, is that like an idea that I shouldn't, you know, pursue? Or like, am I just, is that, or if you just live your life, you know, you do what you want to do, but not have an opinion about it. Like you said, don't identify with it, but
yeah, don't call it good or bad or right or wrong or anything. Just live your life without any plan or ideas.
So you can pretty much do what you want to do, but just don't, like, try to think of what the outcome of it would be or whatever.
Never think about, if I go to New York, am I going to have fun? If I go to Hawaii, am I going to be sad or lonely? If I'm by myself, will I be lonely? If I don't have this amount of money, will I be able to make it or will I be important? No ifs. What will happen if? No more ifs.
Right.
Just live, have a way to see about all things.
But kind of do what you want to do at the same time, right?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by what you want to do. Don't do what the thoughts tell you to do.
Right. So let's say I wanted to, like, let's say purchase a firearm just to be comfortable with firearms, go to the range and shoot and all that. That's kind of a thought that came in, but no, kind of just off of, you know, living life, you know, being around things that happen. And, yes. You know, I don't know.
If you want to go to the range, go to the range, shoot the gun, have fun. When it's over, it's over.
Right. Okay. I think I understand.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been good. But I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You stay with it, man.
We'll do. We'll do.
Oh, babe. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Happy White History Month.
You.
Amazing. So they send me a note, and they need to be here so they can read it for me. I'm looking it up on my computer for it right now because it's not on my computer. It's on my other thing, my laptop. Rest in peace, Chris Kyle, American hero. He was on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. We put it up. Read it, Jay.
Okay. We have the interview, and it's titled RIP Chris Kyle, American hero, the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show. We put it out a couple of days after he was killed in February 2013. Of course, the interview took place well before that. Chris Kyle, the subject of that movie from 2014, American Sniper.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Quentin.
May his soul rest in peace. Thank you, Quentin. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chat. Super chats.
Callie on Cash App. Has anyone said Rush Limbaugh for White History?
That's a good one.
Hey.
Talent alone from God.
Nice.
Rush Limbaugh. May his soul rest in peace. Callie, that was perfect. Thank you. Amazing. He was for those who don't know, he's a real conservative, outspoken, and just loved everybody. He probably was the beginning of the radio thing for conservatives, for sure.
I called him my competitor.
Rush Limbaugh, may his soul rest in peace.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Callie. Matt, oh, my firstborn, a son, came out this White History Month, Alpha.
Amazing. Alpha male. Congratulations. Sweet. Real men make boys first. Amazing. Thank you.
The Hague Report gifted the cookie feeding the redistribution over there on the scratch-offs for the scratch-offs on pilled.net.
Thank you. Right on.
Shout out, Hague.
Thank you.
And over here on YouTube, Jose R. has a request for the Fallen State guest, somebody who was mentioned earlier this show.
Thank you. Send it to the producer at thefallenstate.tv. Producer at thefallenstate.tv. Thank you.
Scale Lab says, don't got to hear Jesse say White History Month no more.
I appreciate it. You're going to miss it. I'm missing you. You're going to miss White History Month. Amazing. Thank you.
At least we get to let it down easy with Men's History Month.
That's right. Amazing. August is Men's History Month.
Starting tomorrow.
Amazing.
Jamie, have a good weekend, fellas.
Thank you, Jamie. Amazing. Thank you for your support. I do appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken. I think that's all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Virginia and talk to first-time caller Tobias, I believe. Tobias.
Reverend Pastor, how you doing, Jesse? Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. You're on the air.
I've been listening to you for about 4 years, and I've never called in. And my mother and I were arguing this morning, and I forgive her because she plays the organ at her church. So basically, my question to you is, I got kicked out of a Christian church because I was refusing to return the tithing. So because I wouldn't pay them, they asked me to seek another church.
Really?
So Yes, sir. And I basically threw into that pastor's face, where in the Bible does it say that God says you must give me the first 10% of your paycheck or any income you made? And then he said that I'm not a real Christian if I don't return the tithing.
Well, that's true. What a ripoff. Christ said to give from the heart and give privately. Keep it personal to yourself. Don't boast about it or anything, but give what you can give from the heart.
Absolutely. To answer the one question you had, I don't believe that I have total control of my life because I've given my life to God, but where I'm at on a Friday, to get it off my chest faster. I've never heard you say it before until this morning, and you blew my mind that God can't be Jesus and Jesus can't be God, because his word does say, I am the Son of God.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm kind of lost, because as a Christian, I've always been taught that, you know, there's the God, the Son, and the Holy Trinity.
It's amazing about that, too, because Jesus said that we are his brothers. We are the inheritors of whatever he owned in heaven. We own it, too, because of the Father. We are all one, and yet they made him God. And he was always concerned. He didn't want them to make him God. And that's why he didn't want them worshiping him by saying, it's not me that's doing the work. It's the Father in me. I have a message for you that I brought from the Father. Father, let your will be done, not mine.
Amen. Amen on that one. I'm kind of lost as a Christian, because my Jewish friends say that the resurrection didn't happen. So if they say that it didn't happen, they don't believe it happened, then that would mean that the Holy Trinity doesn't exist. Correct, Pastor?
Well, there's no teaching of a Holy Trinity in the Bible. Christ did not have a ministry of the Holy Spirit, a Holy Trinity. We have a teacher in us that God gave us. His name is the Holy Spirit, our teacher. We had the Son and have the Son, who is Christ, and then we have the Father, who is over all.
Amen on that. Amen on that. I just wanted to touch out. I love everything you're doing. I love your show, Pastor, and you just keep it up. And happy White History Month, sir, and happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. Happy Friday. And you can call me Jesse. I'm just Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Right on.
I appreciate you, Pastor.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. I am out of time. I tried to get to Michael, a first-time caller out of DMV. What's DMV?
That's the D.C. area.
Oh, amazing. Michael with a White History Moment. Ross, you got to go to Ross from New Jersey. And the callers that are dropping out, I am out of time. Happy White History Month. It's been 9 years of an amazing White History Month. This like tops it all. Happy White History Month, and the Hate Report is coming now, and then the FallenState.tv, and then the American Anchor, baby, after the Fallen State. Thank you for your support. I'll see you in church on Sunday. DMV is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Thank you, Hate. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.